South Africa's genocide case against Israel is believed to be one of the reasons the United States has cut aid to South Africa. We speak to Nitsana Darshan-Leitner, founder and president of Shurat Hadin Israel Law Center. Welcome, Nitsana.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
I just want to take you back to the previous administration when a group of 160 lawyers led by your law center called on the American authorities to investigate African National Congress leaders. What did you expect them to find during such an investigation?
So the case was advertised, I think, everywhere, and the facts were pretty known. The foreign minister of South Africa went to visit Iran. Right after this visit, South Africa filed a war crime complaint against the Israel in the ICJ. And the story was that the ANC, the leading party of South Africa, went into very heavy debts, almost went into bankruptcy, and Iran pulled it out from its debt and cover whatever she owed. Therefore, if in return, the South Africa agreed to serve as the legal arm of Hamas, which is funded by Iran, supported by Iran, and file a baseless lawsuit against Israel for committing genocide in Gaza. We filed this complaint with the U.S. administration, demanding the U.S. administration to conduct investigation and use the Magnitsky Act to sanction South African officials if they found that they were involved with corruption, if they were involved with receiving a bribe for going after Israel in the ICJ.
Now, did you get any feedback on that investigation from the previous administration?
Right. So under the Biden administration, we did not get any feedback. We pursued it, but there was no response from their side. I'm very, very glad to learn that Trump did took it into consideration and his administration is going after South Africa and reviewing the, I think it's called the African Growth and Opportunity Act. This is the trade treaty with the South Africa to see if they should continue having this enormous trade from South Africa into United States. And this treaty should be reviewed because if South Africa indeed was involved with this corruption, it should be stopped. Also, as you said in the beginning, Trump is not pleased with South Africa's ties to Iran, South Africa's support of Hamas, and South Africa going after Israel.
Do you know whether the current administration is carrying out an investigation or whether it is just going on what is out there?
I'm in touch with attorneys in South Africa who are in touch with the U.S. administration. And according to their view, there is an investigation going on in United States administration.
Before you wrote that letter, were you able to gather any evidence to support your request for an investigation?
Not more than what was published. And it was quite enough. You know, it was not coincidence that ANC in almost in bankruptcy and suddenly it pulls out of debt. All of a sudden, after a very known and famous and reported visit of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to Iran. Look, one of the tools that Hamas is trying to use is the lawfare, is the taking Israel to court anywhere they can. They did it in the ICC, in the International Criminal Court, and now they are doing it in the ICJ, in the International Court of Justice. And because they cannot win Israel in the military field, they go to other tribunals where they have an advantage. And they're using South Africa as their useful idiots. And they're just coming and forcing them to serve their legal arm. Israel did not commit any war crimes. The one who committed the war crimes was Hamas when they came into our envelopes, communities, and massacred and raped and burned people alive, babies, elderly women, and obviously kidnapped 250, which of 50 of them still in captivity. And yet the courts are going after Israel as the war criminal. If it wasn't for South Africa, I don't think there was a country that would agree to allege such frivolous allegations against Israel. Israel does not commit crimes against humanity in Gaza. Israel does not starve the people in Gaza. You know, even now, even today, when Israel cut off humanitarian aid to Gaza, the storages in Gaza are full of merchandise and food that will last for the next 6 months. So the opposite, there is no starvation in Gaza.
Okay. How do you feel about the punitive measures that have been taken thus far? Obviously, aid has been cut, AGOA is likely to go, but would you like the US government to go further and sanction African National Congress leaders individually?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Magnitsky Act, which we demanded that the United States will follow, is a very strong act that United States has been taking against those who violate human rights. It was supposed to go after Russian oligarchs that are involved with human rights violations, but it was used by United States for other cases, like, for instance, against the Hakuji, the one that was that Saudi Arabia, the Prince of Saudi Arabia, decided to slaughter and mutilate in the embassy of Turkey. So in any case that there are government officials involved with human rights violations, with corruption, United States is free to use this act. South Africa has done something very severe by buying its getting out of debt in return to destroy Israel. And I'm saying to destroy Israel because this is the meaning of going after Israel in the International Court of Justice, is joining the entire world, because everybody respects the ICJ, everybody respects this world, but gathering the entire world, going after Israel, blaming Israel for things that it didn't do. It harms our country, it harms our soldiers, it harms our cause in this war, which has to end with destroying Hamas. We cannot let Hamas thrive and exist in the Gaza Strip. And we can't have our hands tied because baseless allegations against us in the courts around the world.
Talking about Gaza, what do you make of President Trump's plans for Gaza?
I wish it would come true. You know, Trump's plans for Gaza were initially to vacate all the residents of Gaza and rebuild Gaza and turn it to a Riviera, but forget about the Riviera, turning it to a place where people can live and secure the life of the residents of Gaza, which right now are living in the most dismal state ever. Living in tent, living in mud, living in poverty, living under the suppression of a terror organization, serving this organization as human shields. Enough is enough. These people have to vacate Gaza, to leave this disastrous strip, and let someone else take it over, build it, and turn it to a lovely place. Meanwhile, these residents deserve or should enjoy better life in better places. Unfortunately, I say I wish it will come true, because right now it seems that Hamas is still controlling Gaza. We are fighting for the return of the rest of our hostages. And until then, we are holding back. And unfortunately, this time that goes by just allow Hamas to rearm, to re-equip, to reorganize, to recruit more militants, more terrorists, to reconstruct their tunnels, and to plan a better attack against Israel once the ceasefire is over.
Lastly, if you could personally send a message to the South African government, what would that be?
Get off our back. Just stay away from Israel. It's not your issue. It's not your cause. It's not your business. If you want to depress your own people, go ahead, but keep the Middle East away from you. It's not your issue. Hamas is a terror organization. You should realize that. And one more thing. Hamas will not end with Israel. Hamas is going to the West. And South Africa, in this way or another, has some roots in the West. So he should be careful as well.
Thank you. That was Nitzana Darshan Leitner, founder and president of Shurat Hadin, Israel Law Center, speaking to BizNews, and I'm Christine. Thank you.
Thank you very much.